WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's mayor gives credit to the work of a neighborhood association who had opposed converting two large residential lots into nine smaller lots for building high-density housing units.
And the issue that served as the catalyst for a lot of that discussion was actually just withdrawn. And so that plan that folks were up in arms about isn't going to happen.
Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was referring to a proposed development across Gilchrist and Williams from College Hills Elementary School.
Credit goes to Dr. Suzanne Jaruleski and the folks in her neighborhood who got together just as recently as yesterday. And we were able to come up with some ideas. And so kudos to them.
The College Woodlands Neighborhood Association said the proposal violated the spirit of College Station's Neighborhood Conservation Ordinance, which the council originally passed in 2011 and was reaffirmed in 2015. Progress continues on a variety of City of Bryan projects. An update from City Manager Keene Register at this week's City Council meeting led off with the Bryan Aquatic Center being filled with water.
And the contractor has multiple items to complete. We hope to be getting towards the end of this project.
Park improvements are at various stages.
The replacement play structures for Castle Heights Park is complete as the fall zone surface has been installed, and the new play structures at Scurry Park and Tiffany Park are also under construction and should be completed this week.
And Register announced a second public meeting about the new Siena and Edgewater parks will be held next Tuesday night at 6 during the Parks and Recreation Board's regular meeting at the municipal building. There are more children of Texas veterans whose college education is being paid by the state compared to the veterans who were the original beneficiaries of the Hazelwood Act. That's part of the debate this week in the Texas House Higher Education Committee, whose vice chairman is John Rainey of Bryan.
It's created quite a problem. Basically, the price was just put on the backs of the universities. They had to absorb that. Well, I think at A&M, it's somewhere well over $20 million now.
Rainey on the Infomaniac says he doesn't disagree with university officials who believe the state should reimburse the schools.
It's a real concern to universities. It's a real concern to the veterans because once you give something, it's hard to pull it back.
Proposed changes includes adding service in the reserves along with active duty, along with increasing the minimum service from 180 days to 2 years. What the heck is going on in Washington? That question tops the list of constituents' concerns to Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Because when the president got elected and the Republicans controlled the House and the Senate, they were expecting to see a lot of things get done. And so they're somewhat perturbed about the fact that things are moving slowly. And I tell them I am just as stirred up and upset as they are.
Flores on the Infomaniac says without health care reform, that makes tax reform more difficult.
In the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, we had a provision in there to basically lower taxes by about $1 trillion. And so the Ways and Means Committee was going to be able to write tax reform to a new lower tax base to make the government live on less money. But if you can't repeal and replace, then that $1 trillion revenue layer stays in there. And so you have to write your taxes to fit to that higher layer.
A reminder that a week from tonight, Flores is hosting a town hall on WTAW where you can submit questions by phone, email, text, and through his Facebook page. And a heads up to motorists that Highway 47 is being repaved between FM 60 and Health Science Center Parkway. The project starts today and is expected to continue for 2 weeks. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute comfortably in local shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S-Class. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
What can inspire me?
Drive me.
What can make me the person I have the potential to become?
A thinker.
A leader.
A doer.
What can challenge me to grow?
and awaken something deep inside me.
What can ignite me?
Art can.
Make sure your child has access to an arts education and learn how the arts can help them perform in school and in life. Visit artcantexas.org today. Sponsored by the Texas Cultural Trust and the Houston Endowment.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Good morning. It's 7-Eleven. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Jack and Weather, sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to that, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Some morning clouds, patchy fog and mist. That'll give way to partial sunshine later today. It'll become breezy and warm with a high of 80 to 85. We're partly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. There is the chance for a shower during the day, highs 80 to 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be somewhere between 60 and 65. Saturday, partial sun. The risk of an isolated shower, high Saturday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Rob Childress weighs in on the A&M baseball team series with Alabama beginning tonight. Meanwhile, the Astros earned a win over the Mariners last night while the Rangers held off the Angels. And in the NBA, all three NBA Lone Star teams hit the hardwood last night. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And since the regular season of the National Basketball Association is over, means we've only got two more months as we go into the playoffs. But, you know, this is always my favorite day when I can announce for the second season in a row, Steph Curry's jersey was the most popular seller.
Oh, yeah.
So there. I mean, that's one of the annual things I really look forward to.
I know.
Is naming which jersey was the most popular among the beer-bellied fans who go to the NBA games.
Yep.
LeBron James was number two. The biggest jump in sales went to Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Came in fourth place after Kevin Durant.
He's doing pretty good, Westbrook.
Yeah, he is.
He's had a pretty good season.
He set that triple-double record, is that right?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, but real kudos here to LeBron James. He is teaming up with the Akron Public Schools to open the I Promise School, dedicated to aiding at-risk kids who might otherwise be left behind. The school will open in the fall of 2018. Focus on children in third and fourth grades. By year five, they hope to expand to grades 1 through 8. The foundation has supported 1,100 kids over the past 6 years.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's
definitely.
You got plenty of money.
Always good when they give back. Yeah.
Yep. Plenty of money you can help out there.
Cool.
Chelsea saw this, thought of you.
Oh, yeah?
Scientists discovered 50 new spider species during a research trip.
I swatted one down the other day.
Did you?
There was one in my car.
Oh,
man.
That is
the worst.
What is that about?
That is the worst. I'm driving, and you see this little thing, like, floating out of the corner of your eye.
Yeah.
And, yeah, oh, and then you swat it, but then you don't know where it went.
Uh-huh.
And, oh,
see?
Man. Ugh.
And then you just have to get out and burn the car, you know?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Well, this was just one trip. A research trip to Australia, to Cape York Peninsula, they found a new species called the peacock spider, which dances an elaborate courting ritual.
Oh.
And there's an ant-eating spider.
All right.
Which imitates its prey.
So it acts like an ant?
I guess. I don't know how that works.
Not crawls. Sure.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So there, and I'm sure, I bet you there are pictures out there.
You know what?
If you want to.
Okay.
Ant-eating spider.
And if you don't want to, that's okay, too.
All right.
But just say it. Okay. This pretty cool. Want to teach your kids to really love reading? Do this. encourage them to read out loud to a dog.
Oh.
Gil Johnson, University of Nottingham in England, says a dog is a reassuring, uncritical audience.
Good point.
They do not mind if you make mistakes.
Until they walk away.
Well, right. Yeah. That's, you know, you have to. But, I mean, if they just sit down and lick their paws or something,
right,
or just watch you,
mm-hmm,
or whatever,
mm-hmm,
that's, I think, a pretty neat deal if that works out well for you. That's,
sure.
Yeah. As a kid, I liked reading out loud.
Yep. Understand. Yep.
Imagine that. Now I'm in radio.
Yeah. Very good. So yeah, it works out really, really well. But it makes us slow readers.
Yeah.
Because we are saying those words in our head.
It,
you
does.
Know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to change gears. You got to rewire when you're doing that kind of stuff. Hey, Big Wally World, Big Blue has announced more layoffs. CNBC reports the company has eliminated 18,000 jobs since early last year. Although many of the employees, more than 50%, have been reassigned, the company also says it's going to hire 10,000 workers for new store openings as well.
Okay.
Well, Now, I just heard the end of a story. I'll have to go see if we can find a little bit more on it, that Walmart is really seriously considering a situation that, as far as package delivery is concerned, because they have said that the vast majority of the population of the United States lives like within 10 minutes of a Walmart, which is a pretty stunning number to think about.
So you know, it might be profitable for them to go ahead and deliver stuff to people.
Because, as we've discussed before, when you're talking delivery, the most expensive is always the last mile.
Exactly.
Right. Getting it to there. If you do that, that's where the money is. All right, so get a job at Tesla. Sounds like a pretty cool gig.
Sure.
Okay, so maybe a dream come true. Not working out so well.
Okay.
Daily Mail UK reports that parking is a free-for-all at their location in Palo Alto and the one in Fremont, California. There are 4,500 spots, 6,000 workers.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't work.
No, it does not. And even if you have a few married couples that both happen to work for Tesla and carpool in together, that's still 1,500 spots short.
And the bike racks are overloaded. On top of that.
California.
Yeah, exactly. So one enterprising staffer launched an Instagram account to show the craziness. Elon Musk says, I'll fix it. Don't worry.
Hey, that's one way to get everyone into work early.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Yep. Say so first come, first serve. Well,
and let's be honest, if anybody can fix it, Elon Musk can.
Oh, that's probably right. And as they've said over at A&M before, a parking permit is just a hunting license. So basically the same thing when it comes to that. So are we done with the airplane thing? Are we there? Are we finished? Is that?
We had someone text in this morning.
Uh-huh.
So no, we're not done.
Oh, okay.
And they mentioned, which this had been brought to my attention as well. It was a United Express flight, which is actually operated by a company called Republic Airlines.
All right.
Not a United mainline flight, which it's still United. Plus, they believe that the guy had issues, which I had heard about. We talked about, you know, obviously having some past issues, and maybe wanting to be dragged off the flight or had other motives. So that's all they texted, was just kind of, I don't know if they were initially looking for answers or verification or just wanted to put that out there.
David Lazarus, who writes for the Los Angeles Times, had a column yesterday, and he was discussing that this is not the first time that United has necessarily been in a situation like this. And he had talked about how there was a flight that was going to leave Aspen, Colorado, and there was a delay, and so there are six first class seats in this smaller plane. Five of them left the plane, and when they went back to the terminal, and so at that point, the United people said, "Okay, you folks who are in business can move up to first class," since those people left. Okay, so they moved up there. Well, then the people who left, it was discovered that was actually Oscar Munoz and his family, who had left from the first class seats, and they had left to go to the terminal to see if they could get onto another flight, an American flight, to get them to Chicago. Well, when that didn't work, they said they wanted to get back on the plane. Well, the people in first class didn't want to give up their seats. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically what they tried to do is shame those passengers into moving back to their original seats. Well, they didn't. It didn't work. And what Munoz did was the right thing. He brought his family back in, and they sat back in the back of the plane. But when you consider that that's the mindset of the United employees in that situation, where they wanted to make people feel badly because
right.
they'd moved them up there, and the chairman was coming back on, so why don't you give the seats back?
Yeah.
And those kind of things now are going to show up. That's the problem, is people will go, oh, this is what happened when I flew on this airline.
Right.
So
right.
it just makes it worse.
Yeah, it opens up the gates for everyone who's ever had a complaint and just didn't voice it before.
And all of this happens before the lawsuits ever start.
Yep.
We're not even to the lawsuit mm-hmm. yet. Now, one thing, and I had a text this morning, and the thing to remember is these were not United employees that drug this guy off the airplane.
Right.
Those
this
were
air marshals.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they were doing what they thought they needed to.
I was going
to
say, I also wonder, I mean, if he is, you know, obviously becoming so disruptive and like mad and argumentative, they may have then seen him as a threat.
It could well be. Now, what happened is apparently there is some earlier video when he is talking to the officers, mm-hmm. and he's very calm.
Oh, okay.
And that doesn't necessarily help United
States
at all.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Right. Because it's one thing if he's up in arms and, you know, he's standing up and yelling and causing a huge disruption, then it's like, okay, now you're a threat to others around you, to yourself, to us. We're going to take you off. But if he's being very calm and just, you know, then the dragging out looks a little worse.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Scott, how are you guys today?
We're doing fine, thanks.
So my United Airlines story quickly is we fly quite a bit, not always United, but the one time we did, there were several extra seats that were empty. A couple of them were in the exit row.
Uh-huh.
And so after a few minutes after takeoff, my wife and I moved to the exit row because you had a little bit more knee room.
Right.
And after about 20 minutes, one of the flight attendants came and said, did you move to these seats? And I said, yes. And he said, well, you can't sit here. You did not pay for these seats. I said, well, they were empty. And I said, we just moved from like two rows up. And he said, but these seats are more expensive. You did not pay for them. You cannot sit here. Wow. And I said, well, they're empty. And wouldn't you want somebody in an exit row in case of emergency? He said, well, you don't need to worry about that. Go back to your seat.
Goodness.
And last time I'll ever fly United, they were extremely rude about it. And it's just bad stuff.
How long ago did that happen?
Less than a year ago.
Okay. All right. That's good. Thank you. All right. Good. I appreciate the call. See.
We also had someone text in that said, not air marshals. They were Chicago Airport Police.
Okay. All right. Good.
But they
Thank
were
you.
Authorities. Yeah. Yep. Of some yeah. sort. Not United employees. But yeah, that's a good clarification.
But anyhow, and look, I understand that those employees, those flight attendants have to deal with us. And sometimes we're not very nice. And you know,
the general public.
Well, yeah. If you did, well, I mean, generally think about this. It's been a while, mm-hmm. but I have remembered occasions when they will say, we're late when we get to the gate. There are many people who need to make connections. Would you allow those people to get off?
And it never happens.
And it doesn't happen.
Never. Right.
You know, it just does not. And that's really unfortunate.
It
because,
is.
If you are at your location, then just sit.
What is 10 more minutes?
Yeah. And
exactly.
I've done that. I have just sat right
yeah.
there because there's no reason for me to stand up and get my little overhead thing or
right.
out or something.
Right.
So, but yeah, you should probably let those people go. Anyhow, part of the problem is us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they have
sure.
to deal with us. But I am imagining that United is going to rethink the way they do things. I suppose what bothers me as much as anything is that Munoz needed to continue to change his apology.
Yes.
His apology should have been a home run to begin with.
And it wasn't.
Instead, it's a single. Oh, that didn't work. Well, let's go this far.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let's do this.
Good
and
point.
Instead, he should have been trying to do mm-hmm. everything he could to say this is not the way that we want to operate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
724.
Allergies acting up? It could be that time of the year. Don't let allergens in. For a cleaner, healthier home environment, call Barker's Heating and Cooling about a Lennox Healthy Climate Indoor Air Quality System. And as a premier Lennox dealer, they have a wide range of options for year-long comfort. Now through March 31st, purchase a 16-SEER complete system and get a Lennox Pure Air Purification System free. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com for details. License TACLA 28101C.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
When you drive a Toyota Tundra, you escape to another world. A world where tweeting is for the birds and the smell of pine doesn't come from a can of air freshener. A place where hunting doesn't require a controller, where the only social networking sites are campfires. And when you like something, you say it instead of tapping it. In this world, your world, connection is something that's made with other humans, not routers. Sunsets are viewed without filters, the cloud only stores rain, and the best searching is done without hashtags.
Dad, look, over here.
Visit this world in the fully capable Toyota Tundra. Built here, lives here.
Qualified lessees can lease a dependable new 2017 Special Edition Double Cab Tundra for $359 a month for 36 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and at 5117. Assembled in Texas with U.S. and globally sourced parts.
726, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Doing the weather, it's brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. About 82 or so for the high temperature. We'll do that every day, looks like, through about Monday anyhow. Lows will be in the lower to middle 60s each night. We will get some sunshine later on today after the fog burns off. There's a chance of rain on Sunday night, and then Monday. It peaks at 40%, at least as it stands right now. Winds are out of the east at 3. We've got the fog out there, so be aware of that. And it's 66 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You've all heard of MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology. They have a publishing company, and they're dipping their toe into the children's book market. It's a book of fairy tales. And you know what the title is? Communism for Kids. The fairy tales have an agenda, teaching kids that communism is good. This is what they say about their book. It all unfolds like a story, with jealous princesses, fancy swords, displaced peasants, mean bosses, and tired workers. But before they know it, the readers are learning about the economic history of feudalism, class struggles and capitalism, different ideas of communism and more. Cartoon drawings of lovable little revolutionaries entice kids through the evils of capitalism. The book has earned praise from leftists who say it's especially needed now that Trump is president. Young readers get the message that while some forms of communism fail, class warfare ultimately leads to a better world. Yeah, it's the age-old lie, folks. The only reason communism always fails is because the wrong people have been in charge. No wonder liberals love the fairy tale of communism. They never own up to the awful reality of it. Poverty, scarcity, corruption, brutal oppression for those forced to live under it, not to mention the tens of millions murdered under communist leaders like Stalin and Mao. Communism for Kids is dreary, kiddie commie propaganda. And I predict young readers won't fall for it because I'm going to be competing against it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one. Like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A proposal to build high-density housing in one of College Station's oldest residential neighborhoods has been withdrawn. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the work done by the College Woodlands Neighborhood Association resulted in stopping the development, which would have been built across Gilchrist and Williams from College Hills Elementary School.
Just this morning, I sent a letter of thank you to Dr. Drzeleski and thanked her for kind of leading the charge, if you will, to make certain that the city knew what their concerns were.
Mooney also thanked neighborhood residents for doing research that assisted city staff.
We've got a staff that's stretched to the limits, and so when somebody else can jump in there and dig a little bit and come up with some very reasonable ideas, hey, we'll stop and listen.
According to the Neighborhood Association, the proposal to turn two large residential lots into nine smaller lots for high-density housing violated the spirit of College Station's Neighborhood Conservation Ordinance, which was adopted in 2011. Less than 4 months into the Trump administration with a Republican House and Senate, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he is just as stirred up as his constituents about the lack of anything getting done in Washington.
I do think there's a path forward. It's just getting murkier to see what it looks like.
As Congress moves on to tax reform, Flores, speaking on the Infomaniacs, says the current proposal will not allow Texans to continue writing off state sales taxes on federal returns.
There will be two individual tax preferences that will continue to exist. Home mortgage deduction, although there could be some limitations on that, that are larger limitations than what we have today. And then secondly, charitable contributions. But in terms of all the other tax preferences that individuals had, those are going to be gone in exchange for a fairer, flatter, lower rate.
A week from tonight, Flores is hosting a town hall on WTAW where you can submit questions by phone, email, text, and through his Facebook page. The Texas House Higher Education Committee is meeting this week about future funding of veterans and their families attending state universities. The committee's vice chairman, John Rainey of Bryan, says the challenge remains inadequate funding of the state's Hazelwood Act to extend benefits not completely used by veterans to their children.
All of a sudden, there's more legacy folks going to school on that bill than there are the ones that actually were in the military. So it's created quite a problem. Basically, the price was just put on the backs of the universities.
Rainey on the Infomaniac says Texas A&M loses around $20 million a year in tuition and fees that the state does not reimburse.
Anything that's not funded with money ends up being a cause for tuition to go up on those that are paying tuition in order to cover the fees and so forth for those that aren't. So it bothers me a little bit that that happens that way.
Proposed changes include increasing the minimum amount of service from 180 days to 2 years, with the possibility of adding service in the reserves along with active duty. This week's Bryan City Council meeting included another update on city projects. City Manager Keene Register announced the upcoming enforcement of regulations at the city cemetery.
After a one-month information education phase regarding the existing cemetery's ordinance, enforcement of the ordinance and removal of items not pertaining to code will begin on May 1.
Construction continues on improvements at the Brazos Valley Bombers baseball field.
The drainage pipe and subbase for the artificial turf, including the liner and stone, has been installed. Work on the grandstands, including painting renovations and installations continues. The lights and scoreboard should also be installed soon.
And next Tuesday's Parks and Recreation Board meeting will include a second public hearing on the design of Bryan's new Edgewater and Sienna Parks. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced Highway 47, which was recently named Riverside Parkway by the City of Bryan, will be repaved from FM 60 to Health Science Center Parkway. The work starts today and is expected to take 2 weeks to complete. During this project, traffic from HSC Parkway will not be able to get to FM 60 eastbound via Highway 47. Motorists wanting to get from FM 60 to West Campus and Northgate will have to use HSC Parkway East to Turkey Creek Road and then south to FM 60. 2 weeks after a church bus from New Braunfels was struck west of San Antonio, the wife of the bus driver is found dead in her home.
Diane Barrett, the widow of Murray Barrett, the driver of the First Baptist Church bus who died when a pickup truck slammed into the bus, has been found dead in her home. Foul play is not suspected. A medical examiner will determine the exact cause of death. Mrs. Barrett's husband and 12 other church members died March 29th in the wreck near Garner State Park. The church released a statement saying it is deeply saddened by Mrs. Barrett's death. The pickup driver, 20-year-old Jack Young of Lakey, Texas, is suspected of texting at the time of the wreck. He also had taken a prescription pain medication, and marijuana was found in his truck. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 66 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentumBank.com or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Earl, what are you doing?
I'm trying to set up these old cast iron bathtubs I found in the junkyard for me and my old lady, you know, like you see in them romance and pill commercials.
But those cast iron bathtubs look brand new. What did you do to them after you left the junkyard?
Well, I took your advice, took them down to Tax Bracket Schnauzer Loafing to have them powder coated.
You mean Jackrabbit powder coating?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Earl, let's just hope your romance game is stronger than your listening one. Next time, don't forget, it's Jackrabbit powder coating, a company worth remembering.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Did your yard look healthy last summer? If not, consider adding some compost. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. ABC offers a compost program that uses premium soil-enhancing material. It's the organic way to improving the health of your yard. In addition to being more attractive, a healthy yard fends off diseases and retains and uses water more efficiently. For an organic boost, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small-town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit WegwardInc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Good morning, 739 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. All right, here's some words and numbers for you.
There is a low cloudiness this morning, some fog and mist, but that will all break up and burn off. It'll become partly sunny today. The winds will pick up, and we're going to warm up to about 80 to 85. Overnight, partly cloudy, 60 to 65. Winds will diminish through the evening. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with the chance for a shower or two during the day. Highs 80 to 85. We're partly sunny Saturday with the risk of an isolated shower. Highs anywhere from 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team is getting ready to face Alabama starting tonight. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress on the series. Meanwhile, after signing with Adams State, Becca Longo becomes the first female college football player on scholarship at the Division II level. And the Chicago Cubs got their World Series rings last night. We'll take a look at the details of that coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, don't forget Earth Day is coming up. ERF, Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Yeah.
Earth.
NASA is celebrating Earth Day by inviting people to adopt a piece of Earth and make it virtually their own. San Diego Union Tribune says that NASA kicked off the Adopt the Planet program last week, in case you hadn't heard about it, offering up to 64,000 spots on Earth that are seen from space. Each piece is about 55 miles wide, comes with all the scientific data about its temperature, its relative humidity, and more information added by the space agency. Officials say it is a view of the planet in light that you've never seen before. It's easy to do. You can just go to nasa.gov/adopt. Put your name in and voila. By the way, you have no legal, you know, control over
it. Oh, no actual claim over the land.
Yeah, it's you. That's it. Just there you go. You did that.
Cool.
Now, I don't know. What, didn't that cost some money to do?
Surely.
Couldn't that money have been used for something? Yeah, I mean, I hate to be that guy.
You are, though.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. Just the way it is. All right. So, remember Google Earth?
Yep.
Okay. That was once really...
cool.
Pretty novel really was
idea.
That
yeah.
First time you saw that.
I will say the funniest story about Google Earth was we used to have this big inflatable pool in our backyard.
Okay.
Me and my roommates.
Uh-huh.
And we looked at our house on Google Earth one day. Well, it marks your address that you type in
sure.
with a light blue dot.
Okay.
And we swore that it was our pool. And we had ourselves convinced until somebody finally was like, first of all,
yeah.
look at the like proportion. That's way too big
yeah,
to
yeah,
be
yeah.
your pool.
Yeah. Oh,
and
heck.
No. And
dang.
I was like, oh, it was. But that's my Google Earth
well,
funny story.
Okay. But Google has not forgotten about it. And they just sent out invites to the media for an event, which will be held on April the 18th, 4 days before Earth Day,
mm-hmm.
which is April 22nd. So apparently they're going to have something new. Google's not. They're not giving any hints.
Okay.
Not giving any hints.
Okay, I'm glad you clarified that because I thought you were going to say that they hadn't forgotten about Chelsea's pool.
No, no. It's, all right. And by
it's
the
not
way,
there anymore, for sure.
Are you sure? Okay.
Well, true. I don't know. We don't live in that house anymore.
Found
but.
Another home, maybe. So if you were watching TV on Wednesday and you own one of those Google-powered digital assistant deals, here's a commercial which ran for Burger King.
You're watching a 15-second Burger King ad, which is unfortunately not enough time to explain all the fresh ingredients in the Whopper sandwich. But I got an idea. Okay, Google, what is the Whopper burger?
Nice.
That's what they did. And there you go, as a matter of fact.
And it worked,
it did. Yes, it did, as a matter of fact. And,
that's brilliant.
So anybody who had the device within earshot might have heard that happen, and thus all the information came up. Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
So that somebody's thinking over there. That's,
yeah.
That's a fun thing.
Clever marketing.
All right, so by the way, while we're talking about new and futuristic things that we weren't able to do just a few years ago. You know, Elon Musk has got his deal where he's going to put a rocket up there, right?
Right.
Well, Jeff Bezos has the same thing. His company is called Blue Origin, and they are selling tickets for you to be a space tourist if you want to. His vehicle is called New Shepard. Here's the thing. There won't be a bathroom on the flight.
Oh.
They've decided that's something that they don't want to deal with. So they're just telling you, the flight only lasts about 11 minutes, and six passengers will be strapped into these soft black leather seats, lined up around the perimeter of the capsule. Once the capsule reaches space, the passengers will be able to unbuckle so that they can have weightlessness for about 4 minutes. Capsule is equipped with handrails and soft walls just to make sure that everything's okay while
right.
they float
Safety
around
first.
In there. Yep. Now, the crew members have to board the vehicle about 30 minutes before takeoff, which is part of the reason the company's not planning to have any kind of a system in place for passengers to go to the bathroom while they're up there. He says, you know, the whole thing would be 40 or 41 minutes, and so don't do it if you have a weak bladder. Now, you know where they launched it from? Van Horn, Texas.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Passengers will arrive there in Van Horn 2 days before the launch, and they'll have a half day of training and introductions, and then they'll become part of the crew of the New Shepard.
That's funny, right. though, because you know when you find out that you have a weak bladder?
Yeah.
11 minutes into being in space.
Yeah. Right.
Good point. All right, remember the story we had about the Texas Association, the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, TABC?
Yep.
And they took some trips and, well, you know, spending our taxpayer dollars in ways that they shouldn't.
Right.
Well, now we've got a brand new story.
Uh-oh.
The state's top alcohol administrator received hazardous pay duty while in Hawaii. Yeah. Here's the deal. Sherry Cook was trained as a peace officer, a cop.
Okay.
A designation that allowed the director of the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission to increase her take-home pay, get a state-owned vehicle, and fill it up with gas that we pay for. But she's not alone. The TABC paid for their deputy director to get trained last year to be a certified police officer so he could get a car.
Oh.
He is a civilian employee. Yet because he's gotten that training, he gets the extra freebies, the extra bennies. Yeah.
Not
just
good.
Letting you know. Just letting you know what's going on out there. Okay. All right. Yoga. What is yoga?
The practice of
stretching your body and doing weird things, right?
Yep.
Well, Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas will rework its yoga classes into stretching and breathing classes after this semester in response to concerns from students, alumni, and faculty. A spokesperson for the college said, quote, "The content was never religious in nature, but some people took it that way, I guess, and that's where the confusion set in, simply because it's a practice that was developed under Hinduism."
Right.
But so that Catholic church school is not going to
depending on what yoga classes you take, some are more spiritual than others.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And kind of, you know, there's, you know, maybe just certain phrases that are, I mean, it just really depends. But I can see where at a Catholic school that might be conflict.
Don't want to confuse anybody.
Yeah, right. Unlock your chi doesn't work there very well.
Yeah. Let's talk about your chakras. Yeah.
Good story here. Did you hear about the couple who left the nice tip for the waitress in Honolulu?
No, I don't think so.
Kayla Chandra was waiting tables, hit it off with one couple sitting there in her section. They talked a little bit as the meal went on.
Right.
After dinner, the couple paid their $200 tab and left. It was then that she realized they had doubled the bill to $400 because they gave her a $200 tip.
Wow.
Now that's a nice day.
Oh, it gets better.
Okay.
She remembered where they said they were staying. She dropped off a thank you card.
Good girl.
Yep.
Next day, they came back to the restaurant, offered to pay off her student loan.
Stop it.
Debt at $10,000.
Oh.
Yeah, just saying.
My gosh. See what a thank you note I can do?
Yes. Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Brenham National Bank will be celebrating its 84th birthday on Thursday, April 20th. Come by any of our branches and celebrate our special day. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Member FDIC. See you on the 20th.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Abandon. That's what a lot of parents feel when their children leave home to carve their own path through life. That feeling isn't unusual, and believe it or not, it's a good sign. It means you have a strong connection with your children, and their absence matters to you. But you can't allow your sadness to get in the way of them stepping forward into life. There's a big world out there, and they need to get busy finding it. That's why it's good for them to abandon the nest. That cuddly newborn is now a young adult. The relational dynamic between the two of you needs to change. The goal was never for your child to stay cuddly forever. It was to prepare them for this very moment. But letting go still hurts, doesn't it? Maybe you just need a chance to grieve. So many things changing at once can stir up feelings of loss. You need some time to get through it. Give yourself permission to feel sad, at least for a little while. And be careful of one other thing. Watch where you dump your grief. Sadness can easily come out in unhealthy ways, like making your children feel guilty for moving out and pursuing their lives. Instead, encourage them. Congratulate them when they pick an out-of-state college or agree to a job someplace far away. Whether they say it or not, your children are counting on your support for the confidence they need to get out there and succeed. To help your relationship with your adult children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Plush animal Easter baskets so soft and cute, your little ones will want to cuddle up with them all year long. And they're filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, Peeps, and a free stuffed bunny. All for just $19.99. Plus, you can personalize it with any name for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally personalized, all for just $19.99. And your one-of-a-kind basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 4040. That's personalcreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 4040. Personalcreations.com, 4040.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, the Texas A&M baseball team heads to Tuscaloosa tonight, looking for their third consecutive SEC Series triumph as they face the Alabama Crimson Tide. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
A team that's played really hard. They played a lot of close games, and, you know, they're at home. I mean, very left-handed dominant lineup, a kid in the right field that's got a chance to change the game with one swing of the bat and some veterans on the dirt in the middle, and, you know, we'll have our hands full, certainly.
The Maroon and White enter the fray winners of 8 of their last 10 games, including winning 2 of 3 against both number 8 LSU and number 11 Auburn. First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In college football, kicker Becca Longo is set to become the first female on scholarship at the Division II level or higher after signing with Adams State in Colorado. There have been about a dozen documented women that have played college football, but none of those who played for NCAA-affiliated programs were on scholarship. Longo will also play basketball at the school. The Texas A&M men's golf team is back in action for its final tune-up before postseason play during the Tiger Classic, which will take place today at LSU's University Club. The 14th-ranked Aggies join a 7-team field that includes two other teams prepping for the SEC Championship and number 7 LSU in Arkansas, as well as four other Louisiana schools. For A&M women's tennis, senior Rachel Pearson has been named the SEC Women's Tennis Player of the Week. It's Pearson's first time to receive the honor in her 3-year A&M career. In Major League Baseball, Jose Altuve hit 3 singles and drew 2 walks, helping the Houston Astros overcome an early 5-run deficit and rally past the Seattle Mariners 10-5 last night. Meanwhile, in Anaheim,
line drive, right field, base hit, all the way down the line. That'll score Lucroy. Here's Elvis around third. He's being waved to the plate. The throw home, he scores easily, standing up, and all the way to third goes Gallo.
That was Joey Gallo's go-ahead 2-run triple in the 5th, and the Texas Rangers prevented a 3rd straight late-inning comeback by the Angels, beating the Los Angeles 8-3 last night. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Chicago Cubs received their World Series rings last night before falling to the Dodgers 2-0 at Wrigley Field. Perhaps the most surprising inscription was a picture of a goat on the ring. After trying for so many years to wave off the idea of a curse, the team embraced it after the fact. It's, of course, a reference to Game 4 of the 1945 World Series when a local tavern owner was kicked out with his billy goat. He allegedly cursed the team, which didn't return to the World Series again until last year. In the NBA, James Harden had his 22nd triple-double to help the Houston Rockets wrap up the regular season with a 123-118 victory over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night. The MVP contender became the first player in NBA history to finish the regular season with at least 2,000 points, 900 assists, and 600 rebounds. Meanwhile, in Memphis, the Dallas Mavericks snapped a 5-game losing streak with a 100-93 victory over the Memphis Grizzlies last night. And in Salt Lake City, Gordon Hayward scored 14, and the Utah Jazz held on for a 101-97 win over the San Antonio Spurs last night. Finally, McLaren says Fernando Alonso will race for the team at the Indianapolis 500 and miss the Monaco Grand Prix. McLaren will be racing in the famous race in the United States for the first time in 38 years. The Indy 500 and Monaco Grand Prix both take place on May 28th. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Spring is finally here, which means you're probably planning picnics at the park and road trips you've been waiting for all winter. It also means the Honda Dream Garage sales event is back. It's the best time of year to find the perfect kind of Honda for everything you have planned this spring. Whether that's the let's see where this road takes us kind of Honda,
let's go!
Or the trip to take the kids apple picking kind of Honda.
Here we go.
Yes, I love apples. Apples rock.
Or, well, the perfect Honda for you. Because right now, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on awesome Hondas, like the 2017 Accord. That's a Kelley Blue Book Best Buy with available 7-inch display audio kind of Honda.
Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers today or online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co., Inc.
Happy 40th anniversary to all the doctors, nurses, and staff at UPA.
Almost 40 years ago, University Pediatric Association established weekend hours, evening hours, and after-hours appointments. Now UPA is offering walk-in, drop-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. Log on to upadocs.com for complete operational hours.
Every child deserves a step forward.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW want you to hear more clearly. We've partnered so that one lucky person can win a complete hearing aid system. This is the final week. In fact, we need to have your entry completed by tomorrow. So go and register WTAW.com to enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. All right. So you're cleaning out a drawer, closet, room, whatever, and you find a box that's got VHS tapes in it, right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, someday you're going to get it transferred over to a DVD, but you just
don't
know.
Then that'll be irrelevant.
Yeah, right. Anyway, but every analog videotape has a lifespan, and when it is over, it is over.
Really?
It is magnetic recording tape. If you take care of it,
okay,
then it'll last 20 years.
Gotcha.
But most of us don't. For instance, you probably stack them one on top of the other. Right, laying them flat. Okay?
Right.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Okay. You put them on their end. Now, remember, every time you play it, that deteriorates it somewhat. And if it's, you know, if the heads aren't clean on your machine, you can rip it apart. You've done one of those before. Have you done that?
Yeah.
And you got to take the lid off and unwind the tape. And, of course, then it is gone. So the color deteriorates, the details deteriorate. So the sooner you do that, the better. Now, DVDs, over time, they're not going to last forever either. But a DVD, if you store it properly, it'll last, you know, 200 years. So we probably don't have to worry about it. But the thing is, I know you've got them stacked up and you don't have them stacked on end. So do that and then go get them transferred because, you know, then you won't be able to show that birthday party from 35.